Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good morning to you and welcome to day 31 of our 50 days of blessings. It's amazing that we've had 31 days so far, and I know that you're going to continue joining me for the next 20 plus days until the night of blessings. Thank you for being a part of the program. Now, this morning, we're going to continue with our study on Isaiah chapter 60. Yesterday, we got up to verse 7, and today we'll continue with verse 8. It says, "Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee." Oh, praise the Lord. Now, we were studying from yesterday about things coming, you know, kings gathering to our rising, wealth coming to us. Mm-hmm. And in verse 9, it gives us the reason. It says, because God has glorified you. Do you know that in the scriptures, the one that is saved, the one that is born again, has been glorified of God? The glory of God is nigh your human spirit. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you is the glory of God in you. Praise the Lord. And Jesus Christ said that the glory, he prayed to the Father. He said, the glory that you gave me, he said, I have given them. So God has glorified you. He has glorified your life. Praise the Lord. So see yourself as one that God has glorified. And because God has glorified you, this scripture is fulfilled in you. It says, your sons will come from afar with silver and gold. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then look at verse 10. It says, and the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls. That means people that you don't even know are going to do you good. They're going to come alongside with you and build up your structures, build up things with you. There are testimonies of this in real time today. People encountering someone they never knew before, and the person comes to them to help them to build their business or to help them to build, you know, build their life, build something. Glory to God. Why? Because God has glorified you. Then he says, and their king shall minister unto thee. Now, what does this mean? This means not just that kings will come and serve you, but that the policies of government, the structures of government will work in your favor. Don't ever think that you will be a victim of any government policy, of any government decree. No, they will minister to you. They will work in your favor. You have to understand how the Bible lets us think about ourselves. We are never victims. It says, kings shall minister unto thee. Therefore, the government will work in my favor. All the policies will work in my favor. The economy will work in my favor. Whatever was meant to be evil to somebody else, for me to work in my favor, because kings will minister to me. Then it says, for in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Glory to God. The favor of God is amazing. Praise the Lord. I want us to look at Psalm 102 and verse 13. It says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. There is a time of God's favor. Glory to God. And in that time of God's favor, unusual things begin to happen. You just find yourself connected in a different way. Do you remember when the children of Israel were leaving Egypt? The Lord said to them, ask the Egyptians to give you their gold, their precious stones. He said, because I have given you favor. And because God gave them favor, the Egyptians gave them everything. So when God favors you, just like what we're seeing in Isaiah chapter 60, when God favors you, unusual things begin to happen. Oh, glory to God. Unusual things begin to happen. Just like what we're seeing in verse 10, that strangers will come and build your walls. Kings will minister to you. He says, why? Because in my favor have I had mercy upon you. Look at Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 8. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee. That word acceptable there means in a time of favor. There's a time of favor. Oh, glory to God. And do you know, right now you are in a season of God's favor. It says, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. Oh, praise the Lord. In the time of God's favor, he hears your prayers. In the time of God's favor, he answers you. That's what the Bible means when it says in an acceptable time. Now let me just read that to you from a much simpler translation, like the NIV. NIV says, in the time of my favor, I will answer you, and in the day of salvation, I will help you. I said, in the time of salvation, unusual things start happening. People start going out of their way to do you good. You know, you start receiving what you shouldn't have received. Promotions that should have taken 5 years, you're getting them in 2 years. You just started working, and then suddenly you're put at the top of the pack. That's the time of God's favor. And you know, right now you are in a time of God's favor. We're coming to you with a night of blessings, because we are bringing a season of blessing and favor to you. Glory to God. God's favor will change things in your life. You know, sometimes people grow up and all their lives, things never worked out for them. They struggled to get into the primary school. Then it was another battle to get into the university. Then after that, to get a job, there was a problem. Then after that, to get married, there was another problem. Then after that, to give birth, it was another difficulty. Those things happen. Yes, they do. But in the time of God's favor, there's a change. And this is a set time of God's favor for you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, just put your hand on your chest and say, Father, I thank you. Even now, I receive, according to the message I'm hearing now, a season of favor. Thank you, Lord, because from today, things will begin to work out for me. Things will work out in my favor. Good things will happen to me. Good things will happen for me because I am in a time of favor. Glory to God. As you said that, you stepped into a set time of favor. Glory to God. Now, I want to go further with Isaiah chapter 60, verse 11. It says, your gate will always stand open. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me read that from the King James translation. Therefore, thy gate shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. Oh, glory to God. That means you are always open for blessings. What does it mean, the forces of the Gentiles? It means the wealth of the nations. Can you see it? You know, we started out by talking about seeing. So you've got to see it. Your gates are open continually. Your accounts are open continually. Glory to God. Everything is open to receive the wealth of the nations. Verse 12 says, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Any policy, see, any procedure that will not favor you will terminate for your sake. Verse 13, the glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, when God blesses you and favors you, you become a blessing to his house. Yes, you become a blessing to his house. All this is coming to you so that you beautify the place of his sanctuary and make the place of his feet, his dwelling place, glorious. So God's blessing is connected to his house. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is blessing you and making you a blessing. I want to remind you again about the night of blessings. On Friday, September 12, 2025, at the Tafawa Balewa Square from 6 p.m. till dawn, people are making their reservations and calling in from different parts of Lagos, outside Lagos, and even outside the country. There's a great move of the Spirit happening. You don't want to miss this. Call us on the phone numbers that we have been sharing with you. Go to anightofblessings.org, send an SMS, or call 090-764-15312. Make your seat reservation. Make your bus reservation. Tell us where you need the bus to come from, where you are going to be coming to the venue from. If you've never been to a program like this, invite somebody and say, let's go together. Let's go together. Call a friend and say, let the two of us go and see what will happen after this program. Glory to God. I want you to know that you are in a time of God's favor. Don't miss it. In the next few minutes, Pastor George will share a few thoughts with you as we continue our preparations for a night of blessings. Make sure that you stay tuned to listen. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for blessing us again today. And as you declare that this is a season of blessing and favor for us, so it is established unto us, and we walk in the reality of this declaration. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessings from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, being born again means God has glorified you, and as a result, people you don't know will do you good. So as you go through this day, be conscious that you are in the season of God's favor for you and be ready for the unusual good things that will be happening to you while making sure that your gates are open to receive the wealth of the nations. Now, remember, she said, God's blessing is connected to his house. So stay connected. Glory to God. Thank you and God bless you. Now, if you have not yet received Christ into your life, I'd like for you to pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. They belong to you now. Thank you, Father, for the ministry of your word. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit at work in them, causing them to fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, even as we declare that they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you. So right now, I pray and I declare that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive him now. It is done unto you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Oh, congratulations. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. And if you've been blessed by these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, or you have prayer requests, you have questions, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, this will be a night of rejoicing, a night of victory, a night you will never forget, a night of transformation, a night of the Word of God, a night of miracles, a night of salvation. You don't want to miss it. It's a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, for all questions you may have, all information about the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And when you log on to the site, please make your free seat reservations also. Now, if you stay in Lagos, we do have free bus shuttle arrangements to bring you from where you are to the venue of the program. Please call us or send us an SMS on 0907-641-5312. And if you have any other inquiries about the program, please also reach us on that same number. Thank you so much. Now, remember to join us on the following social media handles for a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips. On King's Chat, it's at LG Zone 5. On CFlix, a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips. On YouTube, a night of blessings. On Instagram, a night of blessings. On TikTok, ANOFB2025. On TikTok, ANOFB2025. On X, ANOB2025. And on Facebook, a night of blessings. Thank you so much and God bless you. Now, we look forward to you joining us every day of this week, 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say